Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zahava Sturm from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning about Yom Tov Shachar Shmona Esrei. Shachar Shmona Esrei of Yom Tov is the same Shmona Esrei that we also say at Mincha and Marav of Yom Tov, and in this tefillah we engage in a dual expression of gratitude for the elements of Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of both the Jewish nation and of the holiday, while simultaneously expressing a yearning for the Geula Shelema, the ultimate redemption, in which we will experience both of these Kedushas in their fullest. Shmona Esrei and Yom Tov is comprised of seven brachos. The first and last three are like all other Shmona Esreis, and just like on Shabbos, there's one other bracha in the middle, of Kedushas Hayom, where we focus on the sanctity of the day. We can divide this middle bracha into three sections, Ata v'chartanu and v'tisein lanu, Yala v'yavo, and then v'hasinu, which ends with the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. In Ata v'chartanu, we focus on Hashem's special relationship with us as Klal Yisrael, and how that accords us a special status. We say, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, Hashem chose us from all the other nations, Ahavta osanu, you loved us, V'ratzisa banu, you had ratzon, favor with us. V'romantanu mikol ha'lashonos, you elevated us through Lashon HaKodesh. V'kidashtanu b'mitzvosecha, you sanctified us by giving us the mitzvos. V'kiravtanu malkinu la'avodasecha, you brought us close to your service. V'shimcha ha'gadol v'akadosh alinu karasa, we are privileged to bear Hashem's name in this world. The parish Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur HaGra explains that the first three phrases correspond to the Shalosh Regalim. Ata v'chartanu refers to Pesach, when we became a nation. Ahavta osanu is Shavuos, when Hashem gave us the Torah, signifying His love for us through Ma'amad Har Sinai, which is described as the chuppah between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And v'ratzisa banu refers to Sukkos, when Hashem forgave us for the Chet Ha'igel and we established His presence among us with the Mishkan. We go from there to Vatitein Lanu, expressing gratitude for the gift of the specific Yom Tov of the day. And then we shift gears to recognize that our current status of Jews in exile is lacking. And in the paragraph of Yael Aviyavo, we daven for Geula and Yeshua, Ki Elecha Einenu, Ki Kel Melech Chanun V'Rachum Ata. The bracha of Kedushas Hayom closes with the paragraph of V'Hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Birkas Moadecha. We ask Hashem to bestow the blessing of this Yom Tov on us. On a basic level, we are asking Hashem to help us glean the gifts that the Yom Tov has to offer, to spiritually uplift us through the chayrus, the freedom of Pesach, the strengthening of our commitment to Torah on Shavuos, and the simcha, the joy of Sukkos. The Avud Raham teaches that on another level, the word v'hasiyenu can be translated as bringing along gifts. Just as in the pasuk in Bereishis Mem Gimel Lamed Daled Vayisa Masos, in the context of Yosef giving his brothers gifts in Egypt, is a lashon of being laden with gifts. We ask Hashem to grant us the gift of being Ola LaRegel and being able to experience the Yom Tov to its fullest with the Korbanos and Avodas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, recognizing that alongside the gratitude for the spirituality of the day, our experience of the Chag is not complete without these elements. This is a recurring theme in our tefillos, thanking Hashem for what we have, while also appreciating that within the gratitude is embedded a bakasha, a request for more. We recognize Hashem as the ultimate provider and thank Him for all He gives us. And then within the Akaras HaTov, we ask that He continue to give. In the Modim Tefillah in our daily Shmona Esrei, we thank Hashem, and then end off a paragraph of gratitude, saying, "Hatov kilo chalu rachamecha, v'hamrachim kilo samu chasadecha me'olam kivinulach." Hashem's mercy and chesed never deplete, and we always put our faith in Hashem that He will continue to give and provide. The two are tied together. Then an elevated expression of gratitude is recognizing Hashem as the ultimate giver, who will continue to give and provide, and our gratitude inspires us to continue to rely on the only true provider. This duality is felt strongly on Yom Tov, when we thank Hashem for the gift of the day, the tremendous spiritual potential embedded within each Yom Tov, and yet we also feel the lack and distance caused by our galus that much more profoundly, And then the yearning for what we don't have, the Aliyah LaRegel, the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Korbanos, is proportionately more acute. We harness that gratitude for what we do have, and we channel its expression both as a thank you and as a bakasha, a request for the ultimate experience of Yom Tov B'Shleimus. Emir Tashem, may we be zocha to experience both aspects of Yom Tov together, the gifts of the Kedushas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash together in Yerushalayim B'mhira B'yameinu. Thank you for learning together.